initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming. Hello, hello. Do not turn this channel, because if you love soap operas and you love soap actors and you love to watch The Young and the Restless, The Bold and Beautiful, I don't know if it's still on.
General Hospital. And Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives. I have a VIP guest in the house with me, and introduce yourself to everybody, your first and last name.
Patty Warinsky from Soap This.
That's right. Soap This on Facebook. You have to go there. Soap This on Facebook. And we're going to have it up on drhollywoodconnections.com. All the information. So, Patty, tell me what's happening with Soap This.
Well, it's good to be back after a year and a half of being in lockdown after the pandemic. So we are having our first fan event October 16th here in Clearwater, Florida. It's going to be a Young and the Restless event.
Ooh.
We are in the process of confirming the three actors, and the flyers should be done in about 2 to 3 days, and then everything will be on our Facebook page, Soap This Facebook page. And you don't want to miss this event. Like I said, it's been the first one that we've had in a year and a half.
I know. I've had the opportunity to meet some amazing actors at Soap This. And Patty, tell us who's been there. That I Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital.
General Hospital. We've had Brighton James. We've had Brittany Sarge. We've had Eric Martsoff from Days of Our Lives. We've had so many actors. Will DeVry from General Hospital, Donnell Turner, Michael Easton. We've worked with the best.
And the best thing is you have some amazing giveaways. People get, then you have auctions.
We have auction items. We have great raffle gifts. And you get to sit with the actor during dinner. We offer a photo shoot, which we get the picture developed so that every actor can sign everybody's picture.
And they are so personable and so amazing and down to earth. How did you start out in Soap This land?
We used to go to Disney every year when Disney had Super Soap Weekend.
Right.
And it was all the ABC soaps, All My Children, One Life to Live, General Hospital. So we started at that, got to know some of the actors, then we started doing our own events.
And how long has that been?
13 years.
Wow. You know, I have a story back in the days. I was on the red carpet in the Palm Beach Film Festival, and Tristan Rogers was there.
And then, we've worked with Tristan Rogers. He is great.
Oh, wow. And the funny thing is, after the interview, which is still up on, I think, on YouTube, Dawn Reiss, Tristan Rogers, I get a call. And I said, hello. He goes, this is Tristan Rogers. I'm like, oh, you're calling me? He said, I love the interview you did. Could I please have it?
Yes.
So, that was amazing.
He is great. great. We've worked with Daniel Goddard, who was used to be on Young and the Restless, who's an amazing person.
Yes.
So, like I said, we have met a lot of great actors, a lot of the fans that come to our events. They're very loyal, and we do a good job. We give money to different charities.
Yes, you do.
So, it's a great time. You're going to have a great time at the event, so you don't want to miss it.
Yes, we're going to put that up on drhollywoodconnections.com, drhollywoodconnections.com on Soap This Coming Up. And so you've had some interesting year. You went to Vegas. You are going on a cruise in a little bit.
Yes. My sister and I, last year, we went on the disco cruise.
Now, that would
Miami.
Be a blast.
That is so much fun. It was supposed to be this year, but because of COVID, they postponed it till next year.
Right.
And it goes out of Miami. And the entertainment on the cruise is phenomenal. Anyone from the Jacksons to the Commodores, Sister Sledge. Next year, Cool and the Gang's going to be on the cruise.
Oh, I know. I've been to their backstage. I love them. Their manager was amazing.
It is an amazing cruise for 5 days. Last year, we went to Key West and Nassau. I think next year, we go to Cozumel.
And it's called Dancing the Night Away and the Day Away.
They turn the dining room after the last seating of dinner. They turn the dance floor, the hall into Studio 54 with the lighted floor.
Oh my gosh!
And everybody's dancing all night long to the disco music. It's great.
She always has fun, and her sister Barbie is into Mary Kay as well. And
yes,
the two of them put this event together. Well, I'm on TikTok live on Dawn Reese's show, and there's some people from Scotland. They're from all over the world watching us right now as well on our YouTube channel on Tan Talk Radio Network. You can also see the show up there. And I'm thinking about all the TikTokers that are on here. I mean, I have 11.8 something followers. Now, Tanya Lee Davis, she's supposed to come and see me this week, and we're taking her on the sailboat if everything goes well, if she's watching. And I want to really promote the soap this to TikTokers. I think this would be a chance for all of you to come down here and meet soap opera fans and soap opera stars. Your fan star, you can
and
have
our charity this time is sunshinefoundation.org.
Okay.
And it's for handicapped children that are sick with cancer. And so it's a great charity. So we do take donations. If somebody wants to make a donation, you
right.
make it to Soap This, and then we send them a check at the end of the event.
That's amazing. And her prizes are amazing. So I will have this up. Everybody's loving this on TikTok. They're like, I would love to come to Florida and do a TikTok event. That we could. How many are we allowed? So many people in there?
I don't know yet, because I'll tell you that later. Yeah.
So there's a minimum.
Yeah, there's a minimum.
Okay. So we have to find out exactly how many tickets we can sell.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Dawn Reese. We're going to go to some Hollywood music, and I've got some amazing VIP guest in the studio. And again, go to Soap This on Facebook and like the page and comment, and I hope to see you at Soap This
and
this fall.
And all details about the event will be following in the next few days.
Awesome. Well, we're going to have Patty back and cut a commercial when that date and place will be. All right, I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be right back with our guest.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. So that's what we do. We put music on and we switcheroo guest. And first I want to talk about Sarah. She's to my left here. She's an actress.
Hello, everybody. Hello, 10 Talk Radio. I'm here with the most beautiful two creatures on earth, Miss Dawn Reese and Miss Romy Lewis.
Well, I have the most beautiful lady here on my left. She's up on our website under drhollywoodconnections.com. You know, we just put castings up there with three major film directors, and we're excited to have her up there. If you do have a casting, you're a producer, an agent, a casting director, please get in touch with me. It is on my website, and we can definitely put you up there for the castings, and we're going to promote the heck out of this page, and we're running commercials on it. So if you are an actor, you want to be on. If you are an author, we have so many authors up there as well that wrote books. Very excited. But this segment is very special to me because we even have beauty queen reporters worldwide, and we have them up to 80 years old. And I have a little girl to my right. And tell everybody your name and your age.
I'm Romy and I'm 7.
7 years old. And tell us about your family. Your mom's an actress. Your dad's a film director. Yes? I know. So you are here to try out to be a reporter with me, right?
Yes.
And why do you want to be a beauty queen reporter?
It sounds fun, and I like to do it.
Yeah, and how old are you?
7.
7's a great age, and I know that you have a lot of red carpet events and a lot of places that we could send you as well. Mm-hmm. And then would you be interested in your own half-hour show here on the air?
Yes.
You would? What would your show be called? Think about that one. Let me tell you what you're thinking about it. We have something called Tween Talk, which is one of our top reporters. She's a national title holder for National American Miss, so she has a show once a month. Then we have Teresa. She's another World Tourism title holder. She has a show at the end of the month. And then we have Lisa Vasquez. She has a show coming up on Friday from 5 to 6, a special. So these are under Hollywood Connections, and these are Beauty Queen reporters. So if you had your own show, what would you like to talk about? Would it be a pet show? Would it be a friend show? Would it be something that you like to do?
It would be a fun show.
A fun show? Okay. Do you know at 2:30 today, we have something called kissagator.com? And yes, it's in John's Pass. And I actually was there and I held an alligator about a year and a half ago, and they taped its mouth. And actually, my old boss is over there. He's not old, but he's very young and handsome. And he's over there now doing promotional marketing. And so anyways, when I was there, I held the gator, right? And then it actually leaked on me and peed on me. And he called it Gatorade. I couldn't believe it. Hello. But it is a fun place. They've got reptiles and so many things over there. And he's going to call in at 2:30 to talk to us what's happening over there. He's also one of our advertisers on drhollywoodconnections.com. And we're excited to put him up there. And, fun things to do in the summertime. This is the concierge segment that we send over. So would that be something fun to do, to go report and go interview some people over at Kissagator?
Yeah.
That would be cool. So do you have any pets?
No, but my dad did when he had a cat that was deaf, and he had a dog.
Okay, and what are the fun things you like to do? What are your hobbies?
I like to do tennis.
You like tennis? Okay.
I like gymnastics, ballet, singing.
Do you sing?
Uh-huh.
Can you sing something for us? What would you like to sing?
This is kind of based on a little bit of Cinderella.
Okay, can you sing that? Can we have her sing it live on
it's
the air?
Really, go ahead. Cartoon. It's not really a cartoon. It's not the cartoon. I heard it from a movie and it's very old. So.
Okay, but do you know what? Can you sing it on the air right now? Yeah?
When I'm in my little corner.
Wait a second. How old are you?
7.
Okay, you got to finish this song. Can you sing it again for me? Like the whole thing?
Okay.
Or like a minute? Okay. Action. 3, 2, 1.
When I'm in my little corner, I can be anything that I want to be.
Whoa, Tommy, that is a hand clap. Yeah, there's a lady named Judy Belcher. She is a singing coach. Does she take singing lessons?
No.
That's just automatic, just natural. Wow,
she's
amazing.
She's got it in her. By God, gave it to her that.
I see that. That's amazing. And so, we have agents under our show. We have a SAG agent. And if you didn't get the paperwork, we got to make sure it's some famous faces from Hollywood, Florida. We have some local agents here as well that we send over photos to. And you have to have some good headshots. Now, I want to thank Nikki Turner. Nikki Turner is up on drhollywoodconnections.com. She is doing headshots for a phenomenal price. And if anybody needs headshots, she is in Florida. So definitely hook up and get some headshots on that if you are are interested, drhollywoodconnections.com. So the reason why you're here is, do you have a couple questions you want to ask me and say, reporting for Hollywood Connections, I want to see how you do, live on the air. Mm-hmm. All right, can you say that? And I'll help you, all right? I'll say, reporting for Hollywood Connections, and you are?
Remy.
Yes, and what would you like to ask me? Anything that comes to mind. What comes to mind? People are driving, they're listening to you right now, in their car. Any questions that you have for me? What's your question?
I think,
and we're live. Mom, do you want to help her?
Okay, so one of my questions would be, that I would be interested in, and I think everybody else would, how did Don Rees become Don Rees of Hollywood Connections?
That's a very good question. I went to comedy school back in the days with Pauly Shore's sister, and Sandy Shore. She's now passed away, and I've been Don Rees for Everland, and that is my name. And it's, I say, remember my name with Dawn dishwashing liquid and Reese's peanut butter cups. You can't forget me. And I started out as a young reporter. I went to broadcast school back in the days, and I would tell you it was at Rancho Santiago College for almost 6 years. And we did a lot of soap opera events. We had our own cable channel. And my first interview, oh, Patty's going to love this because she's listening to this on the way home, was Rick Springfield. And he brought his mom over. And then from there, I got into the pre-Grammy events, and I was a reporter for the late James Brown. And that's kind of my story. And then I went to the Jackson family's home. And I had the opportunity, because my photographer producer at the time was the family honors photographer for the Jacksons. And so we went, if you go to YouTube, put in Don Rees, Joe Jackson, you'll see one of my first interviews with Mr. Jackson, the late Mr. Jackson of Michael. And so that just opened many doors. And God's just opening so many different doors for me right now. And, you know, and I'm here happily married, and I have a husband that we have something called SunKissCharters.com. Again, SunKissCharters.com. You can inquire for your upcoming cruise. We have a 37-foot endeavor. And so we're very excited on this opportunity to take you on the Gulf of Mexico. So that's kind of my passion, as well as what I love doing here and helping young reporters like yourself.
I do have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
Did you have any other jobs in the past, like instead of Hollywood Connections?
Very good question. She's on the roll. You know, one of my favorites would be, I was a flight attendant, and I worked for Laker Bahamas, and I was in Freeport, Bahamas for almost a couple years, and it was amazing. Freddie Laker, that owned the airline, it was Bohemian owned, so that was fabulous. And then we also, I was, before that, it was Avatlantic Airlines, and it was a charter company, 727s for the Florida Panthers, the hockey team. And that was so amazing. And so then from there, I did a little bit of dabble in G4s, which is Learjet. And then I found out my captain crashed in Aspen and nobody made it. And I get a call, but that was when I made a detour in life, when I was praying about something. And God said, go to broadcasting school. And I took that route. A week later, I would have been on that plane. And God has a plan for me. I don't know the whole plan yet. Nobody does. You just have to keep trusting Him. And I've had the opportunity, and I would say that's been one of my best, because I love hopping flights. When I could just go on standby and just hop a flight back in the days and just go to LA or go wherever I wanted to go, it was pretty fun. So I'd say being a flight attendant was one of my best jobs ever. A good question. So we're going to let her know here in a few minutes if she wants to continue. And there's a couple steps that you need to get, as a microphone. And you do get 2 media IDs for parents. So, and then if anybody else is interested to try out to be a beauty queen reporter, you could represent your city, state, or country. And I've got to play a couple commercials. I know I have a VIP guest on the phone, and we'll be right back. And here's my commercial. Hi, I'm Dawn Rees with Hollywood Connections. I am looking for the next beauty queen reporter or reporter. You can audition live on the air with me. Call 727-871-7788. You could represent your city, state, or country and have your own half-hour show with me at this station. All ages accepted. Get ready for memories and red carpet events. I'll see you at the station. Hollywood Connections introduces an award-winning author. Let me introduce to you...
Philip Vega. Hi, this is Philip Vega, award-winning novelist of Last Exit to Montauk, The Captain and the Queen, and Searching for Sarah. You can find my novels at philipvega.com. Also, thewordverve.com, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever books are sold.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Everybody, I'm Madeline.
And I'm Ellen.
And we're here from the Madeline and Mommy Show. We would like to invite you all to be part of our team. You can find us on YouTube, IMDb, Blog Talk Radio, and all social media platforms under Madeline and Mommy Show, Mad Fashion Shows, and USA Lifetime Star Reporters. Send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com to find out how to get involved or how to get your discounted radio ad here on Town Talk Radio and five other stations.
Thank you all so much
for your continued support.
God bless.
This is the Town Talk Radio Network.
So we're back, and so I'm going to do a quick movie review for those of you driving. I don't know if you have watched the series. It was on one of the major networks called Manifest. Have you seen it?
I heard of it.
Okay, so I go on to Netflix, and I'm watching Manifest a couple days ago, and I watched the first season, and then I watched the second season, and my husband's like, no, you can't, because I'm like about seven seasons ahead of him, and it's about a plane that comes from Jamaica, as I remember, and it vanishes, but the people are only on for a couple hours, but then they said the plane was gone for 5 years, and I want to tell you what an amazing show, and so, of course, I watched the second season from last night. It ended about 12:30 at night. And so I'm like, okay, now who has the rest of Manifest on there? And I'm looking, and I found it on Amazon Prime for the third season, but they want $14.95 to watch the third season. And then I found it on Peacock, which I didn't realize I had Peacock on a smart TV, that you can actually watch it for free. So I'm watching that. I'm like, this is so amazing that, you know, and I'm addicted. So Tommy, I don't know if you've seen it. You said you saw it a couple years ago. And for those of you who haven't seen it, I highly recommend this movie, and it is so addicting. I'm so addicting. So anyways, it's about 2:29. We have a guest on the phone, right? And who's there? This is Dawn Reese. You're live.
Yeah, hey, it's Dan Glenn over at the Alligator and Wildlife Discovery Center in Johns Pass.
Yes, Dan, we were just talking about you. I have a young reporter that's trying out to be one today, and I was just telling her about your place. And I want to thank you first for advertising on drhollywoodconnections.com with the link and everything. And give your social media.
Everything's just going to be at Kissigator. That's on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Kissigator. And tell us what some exciting things that are happening for the kids for the summer over there.
Just really a lot going on right now. We've expanded a lot over the last year. So we're up to almost 250 animals. 90% of those are rescues, pet surrenders, or orphan wildlife. So don't let the name fool you. It's a lot more than just alligators. We have turtles, tortoises, frogs, reptiles, all kinds of small mammals like hedgehogs and chinchillas, a baby lemur, a couple of aquarium rooms, a little bit of everything. So just a wide variety of animals for the kids and the whole family to come and enjoy.
That's so exciting for the families and the kids, and it's over in Johns Pass. What are your hours of operation, Dan?
We are 10 to 7, Monday through Saturday, Sunday 12 to 6. Also, depending on your comfort level with crowds still, we do offer an hour before we open or an hour after we close private VIP tours for groups of up to 10 for $165.
Oh, that's super cool. Now, I was just telling our young reporter, hopefully we'll let her know soon, and if she becomes a reporter, we'll have to send her over and do a story over there for the airwaves.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be unveiling some new animals pretty soon. We got several babies from different organizations, so we're getting their enclosures ready, but we're planning on having an event to invite the press and some of our members, annual members, over to take a look at the new babies. We've got Wicked, our baby lemur. We're really excited about him. We've got a baby sloth on the way, so we're really excited. to have these guys out here for people to interact with and see.
Okay, well, that yes, we're excited about Kiss a Gator over in John's Pass. How long has that place been here? There's a story behind that.
Yeah, they opened 10 years ago. It was originally just called the Alligator Attraction. It was truly kind of the Florida tourist roadside attraction. Come on in and see a couple of alligators, see a tortoise, maybe a couple of lizards, and then move on down the road to the next tourist attraction. But 3 years ago, the new owners came on board, and they really expanded into the rescue aspect of things and focusing on conservation and education. So we're really excited where things are going. You know, we're working with groups from everywhere, from the Florida Wildlife Commission to the Department of Agriculture to local shelters and families that can't care for these animals anymore. But we really wanted a vision of being able to kind of be there on both ends of the pet trade, because in the exotic pet trade, a lot of times these animals end up as rescues because people don't do their homework before they get them. And so we want to be a resource. So before Mom and Dad decide to get little Timmy his tortoise, they come in and find out that it lives for 100 years and is going to get as big as their coffee table and is a burrower and it's going to tear the heck out of their backyard. So,
well, that's exciting. Well, you know, I know, are the pigs still there, the little pigs?
Yeah, we still have five. I don't know, they're so little. They're 2 to 3 years old. They're not very little anymore.
Oh.
they are still mini pigs, but they get about 70 or 80 pounds. So.
Oh, wow. I know. Real quick, somebody's saying that there's no live on Facebook. They can't hear Tommy. So I'm not sure if you want to help me. He doesn't know yet. Okay, we're just live on Facebook here. I'm just double-checking if they can hear us now. Turn up 4. I gotcha. Okay, we'll turn it up and see if they can hear us now. So in the meantime, I am Dawn Reese, and we're so excited to have Dan with us from Kiss a Gator, and we're going to be promoting that. And Dan, I need you to come in and cut a commercial for us this next week.
Oh, absolutely. Let me just figure out when I can make it over there. We're a little bit hectic, a good problem to have, but our education program's really blowing up. We're probably over 100 dates now between field trips or visits out to people's homes or organizations, because with these guys being rescues, we're licensed and insured to bring them out to you if you don't want to come over here.
Super exciting. Well, that is Dan from Kiss a Gator. He's going to update us once a week if you can, Dan, and tell us what's happening over there, any new adventures, and hopefully our new reporter, which we would like to congratulate her on the air. She just passed the first step and some great questions, so she's on her way to becoming one of our beauty queen reporters or reporters, and she is 7 years old, and boy, can she sing. I'm Dawn Reese. Dan, thank you so much for being on the air with us.
Oh, thanks for having us, Dawn.
Thank you. Again, that was kissagator.com, Kiss a Gator. It's, go to drhollywoodconnections.com and for more information. For those of you on Facebook, can you hear me? I'm just double checking. We are live right here at the station. Let's go to some more Hollywood music, and we'll be right back. I got to switch a rude guest. And did you have fun?
Yes.
I'm glad you did. And your dad, you want to give your website of what's going on with the film? And Tim is here. Tim, you want to pop on real quick with a little background of Hollywood music? We can keep the music on. And Tim's he's a film director. Congratulations. You've been selected a couple times. And where can we go to see the trailer? What are you doing with your movie?
Well, I was just speaking to an entertainment lawyer that's come on board. A lot of things have happened, and it's very exciting. I won for Best Christian Screenplay and have been nominated 5 times already and selected. And right now we have our own website that we're working on, and we also are incorporated with LLC, we are now soliciting investors for the film. I've spoken to some very nice people in the past, I would say, a month or so. I'm really happy that there's a film right now that's number one on Netflix, and it's called Blue Miracle.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. Oh, wait, that one I did see, about the fishing trip.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And a friend of mine, you know, Chris Dowling, was the writer on that, and recently, you know, like I sent him my synopsis, you know, and It's just so many exciting things have been happening, you know, for this film, and it's really going forward. And actually, as an actor, you know, our career has gone forward. Don, of course, you know, was nominated at the International Christian Film Festival in Orlando.
Yes, I was excited. It was for Best Talk Show and Best Talk Show Host. And David Hefner, we're going to have him on next week. He's a film director, and we're collaborating to get shows together. Mm-hmm. And we had a table for the sunkissedcharters.com. Mm-hmm. So I go to the website and inquire, but it was such a phenomenal experience. You know, mm-hmm. people say, oh, did you win? You know, it's kind of like I've been Globe nominee for how many years? Globe nominee. And so this is on my Facebook, my social media. And just to have the opportunity to be recognized for all the hard work I've been doing in radio for over 40 years.
Yeah, and in my opinion, you should have won. You know, because you know, like what you're doing for not only the Christian society, but the acting society, the performing arts society, and for children. And it's amazing.
Yes, I know. I see my son is trying to call me live on Facebook, and I don't know if he remembers I have a show. So anyways, I have to text him back. But we're going to be back. Thank you so much, Tim, and give your website
welcome.
One more time.
Yes, it's spiritualproductions.com, and our phone number is 646-202-0031. We also have a dream cast for the film already. We have a pitch deck. We're currently getting a business plan, and we welcome anyone that's interested in being part of a Christian film to contact us. And God bless.
Well, anybody that has a casting, if it's a local, a play, mm-hmm. we had a director on last week that's looking for actors for a play. I have to make sure you get his information. You know, contact us at drhollywoodconnections.com. My husband and I, he's been supports the show with sunkissedcharters.com, and he's been behind me ever since I started radio back mm-hmm. in the days. And I'm Dawn Reese, and we're going to be back with some amazing guests that I found on the beach. And what a miracle story. If we can pull up It's a Miracle, you know, I think by Barry Manilow, if we have that. I know Tommy's back there. He's like, Dawn, you're making me rush. I usually send a list of what to do, but it's a miracle. And we're going to play a little bit of Hollywood music till they come on, so no rush, Tommy. And you'll see Tommy's picture up there on drhollywoodconnections.com with Dawn Reese, and we'll be back. Stay tuned for some amazing ladies that we met. All right.
Thank you.
know, when I play this music, Barry Manilow, it's a miracle because, of course, I went to the beach the other day. I need some me time. You all need to get to our beautiful beaches in Clearwater. And I'm sitting there waiting for one of my friends, and these two beautiful ladies walk by, and I thought I knew them, but I knew them in the spirit. And what did you say? You went...
I said, hey, I just think I said, I like your hat or something like that, because it had like a little cross on the side of it. Yeah, and then I just started talking, and I am a part of a summer mission, and so we were out doing evangelism, like practicing and just like spreading the good news of Jesus, and we had these cards, and so that was like the tool that we were using that day, and yes. I just went up to you with my friend Dania. She wasn't able to come today, but...
I thought so. I know. I looked over. I said, that's not the same one that was there.
This is Hannah.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Tell everybody your name.
Hannah.
Hannah. And what is your name, everybody?
I'm Emma.
Emma and Hannah. And where are you from?
I'm from Kansas City. I go to school in Nebraska.
Okay. And where are you from?
I'm from Greenville, South Carolina, and I go to school in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
You're here. You have to have like a work thing, too, a little bit?
Yeah. So the whole deal that we're doing is a summer mission through a college ministry called Crew.
Okay.
And I'm participating in it. So is Hannah. It's an opportunity that this international college ministry puts on every summer. Hey guys, they put on every summer, different locations. So we're doing the one in Clearwater Beach, of course. There's one in San Diego, different places. But the whole point of the summer mission that Crew has is for students, college students, to learn what it means to live on mission, to fulfill and walk in the Great Commission that Jesus gave us to go and make disciples, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
That's why you're here, because I have miracle stories up on my digital business card.
So good.
And it's so amazing. We've had people like from the movie Adrift on, where the real woman, her husband died at sea, and how did she survive for 41 days? Or the lady Joyce from the movie Breakthrough, her son fell through the ice, and she was telling me the real story, what happened with her son. And so very interesting stories. So what intrigued me is when you had those cards, and it kind of explained the cards, because I want to explain the first step, because we didn't finish the second step.
Yeah.
So the first step is, so you had these cards with pictures on it, and you said, pick out something that resembles your life right now.
Yeah.
So I picked out a turtle and a sea turtle. Then I picked out some friends having fun. And then I picked out an inner tube in the water or the ocean. And I was actually holding my inner tube because I was about to go float. And so you asked me, what does that represent? And I said, well, the turtle is, I love turtles. In the back of my phone, you see turtles. Mm-hmm. I have turtles in my house. I don't have a real turtle. but it's really slow down. Take your time, enjoy your life, because Hollywood can stretch you here and there, or any type of business. And the turtles just put their heads above water and they keep swimming. And that's my turtle story. Now, the friends, I'm having a blast with all my friends and family. And so that would be that picture. And then the other one was the beach. Of course, that is my me time, my slow down time. And when I get out in the water, I became a definite mermaid. I'm definitely out there for hours. So then there's another step to that, right? Then what's the second step on that you were talking to people about?
Yeah, so we ask, things that describe your life right now. And then I think the second question was like, how would you describe your view of God or something like that?
Right. And he's in everyday life. I think I had told you that. I said, you can't take any of this with you. Mm-hmm. The best thing you can do is just get people to him and let him, saving souls is number one. And, it's nice to have all these little fun things to play with, and your boats and your, things that you like to do, and your hobbies. But the main thing is, what can you do to keep shining through with God's glory? And my saying is, let your inner light shine.
Yeah.
Because some people can see it. Now, you can see it around people that are dark and they have a negative energy, or they're just negative people, or you just feel that there's a bad spirit between somebody. And do you ever feel that around somebody? Like if you get near somebody and all of a sudden there's a very bad negative energy, and people say, what do you do? What do you do when you're around people like that?
Well, I pray. I'm like, God, help me to love this person like you would, because Jesus hung out with the tax collectors, prostitutes, all of the people who society would count as outcasts, or, let's stay away from them. Jesus was with them. Jesus dined with them. Jesus loved them like he loved you know, the better people in society. And so
that's a good answer. Because you know what? That's true. And I write their names down in a Bible in a prayer. And I say, God, deal with this person or whatever it is that they're going through. Or maybe they're just an unhappy soul. And maybe they just need some life in them or something that would spark. And I'll tell you, I've opened it a year later and I've seen what God can do in people's lives. Because my mom would always say to me, Dawn, she said, write a letter to God. I said, what do you mean? This is when she was alive. She was a praying woman. I saw so much where they prayed in miracles with people. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, write a letter, sit down and thank him for all the things that you have and what you'd like to accomplish and what you'd like to do. Well, about a year and a half ago, when I wrote the letter, I needed a new car. It was falling apart. The windows weren't going up and down. We were in a condo and I really wanted a house. And I was like, okay, God, how is this going to happen? So I wrote this letter. And of course, you put pictures on your refrigerator. That's another story. And a year and a half later, I opened it up and God supplied me with a brand new car that my husband and I have. We actually have a house that we own now. Probably because when I went to look at the house, I took the flyers out and I walked around the house saying, in the name of Jesus, this is my house.
Wow.
You know, so, but you know, that's just the one thing, but you never know what, when you write, just sit down, let your feelings out, date it and open it a year later and see what he gives you even more so. You know, and this is really quick. I know we have big dogs in the station, big security dogs here. And anyways, so another thing is I was a flight attendant back in the days and I really wanted to, I really wanted to have a sailboat. And I'm thinking, I'm making $30,000 a year. You know, I'm in the Bahamas. It's great. I love it. So I put the sailboat on my refrigerator. Little did I know, years later, that the man that I'd marry and live on a sailboat for 2 years, about a 37-foot endeavor, and that was on my refrigerator. And I'd go past and I'd pray, in the name of Jesus, I want a sailboat. Wow. Almost 9 years later, it happened. And, you know, and I say, people say, what do you mean in your refrigerator? I said, it's like putting your vision of what you want to accomplish on your refrigerator. Like, how many times do you go to the refrigerator? I mean, I go for water, fruit, water, fruit, water, fruit. And I'm always, you know, but it's subliminally going in. And I did that with a bird I named Caribbean one time. I was in Hollywood, California. In my office, I wanted to get out of Hollywood for a while, and I had this little yellow bird, a canary, and I called it Caribbean. Do you know that I ended up in the Caribbean for almost 7 years as a flight attendant?
Wow.
So you never know what you name your pets, right? So what has been the most fun experience here in Florida? So going around ministering to people, what would you say has been your most enlightening experience that you can come back and go, wow, you won't believe this happened?
Wow. Well, honestly, I would say meeting you.
Aww.
Because that was like the first day that we really went out and did evangelism.
Right.
Because we just started, we're a little bit into the summer mission now, but that was our first day that we went out and did evangelism. And meeting you, just seeing the way that God lines things up so perfectly and allowed you to be, because God knew that I was a little nervous, you know, even though it's not about me when I'm sharing the good news and when I'm approaching people, but you know, there are nerves there. So it was just really cool that God put you in me and my friend's path to encourage us and then to have this opportunity. Like, it's literally so insane. Like, I could have never dreamt this up, that we would meet you and that you would be a Christian and a believer.
I was sitting down, my friend had to run to the restroom and I was sitting down, I was just about to run into the ocean because when I get there, I like run in. And when he saw you ladies, all of a sudden God said, be still and listen to what they have to say. So that was amazing. And tell us, what's been your most amazing journey here in Clearwater Beach?
I've just loved the community that I've gotten to experience through Summer Mission. It's just so cool. I feel like I've known everybody for years just because we know each other on that baseline of just being just fellow children of God and brothers and sisters in Christ.
Awesome. I'm going to come back for a second because I know where I look at the clock, it's 3 o'clock. You're going to come back and tell me your favorite scripture and why.
Okay.
And we're going to do that. And then also too is, you know, there was also a time that when I was younger, my father would bring me down to Clearwater Beach. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I never thought I'd live in Florida. My mom and I would take trips back and forth here all the time. And you know that the hotel that's no longer here was a Holiday Inn on Clearwater Beach. And my brother had sent me some videos of my mom dunking me in the pool and just family fun time. And do you know how many years later here I live in Clearwater Beach? And we have a sailboat that was on my refrigerator for many years. And I said, the possibilities of what God can do in your life. And, you know, if he's waking you up at night, don't just get up there and start to watch Netflix like Manifest, like I'm watching. I don't know if you've seen that series yet. But start to pray for people. Or, you know, if somebody comes to mind, that's why God wakes you up in the middle of the night. And so that's just what I do in my prayer life. And, you know, and just taking out your Bible, not letting it sit on the counter.
Yeah.
I had a lady on the show, and she actually died and went to hell. And I'll have to tell you the woman who she is on Facebook. She's amazing, and now she's a minister. But when she went to hell, and then she went to heaven, God said, "I don't know you." She said, "Well, I have the Bible because you don't open it up." And so from that point on, I was like, "Whoa, you know, here's God saying you have a Bible, but you don't read it. It looks pretty on your counter, but you know." So let's go to your first. What is your favorite scripture that you like to read, and why?
So let me pull it up real quick. My favorite scripture is Matthew 5:16, and it's funny that you talked about like shining,
right?
Like what you said earlier, for me, letting the Lord, like being surrendered to him and letting his light shine through me so that other people can come to know him, and the light and love that he brings through the good news. I'm going to read it real quick. It's Matthew 5:16.
Somebody on TikTok is saying, please pray for me.
Yeah. Hey, how can we pray for you? Anything specific? Put it in the comments and we'll pray.
That's awesome.
Okay, so Matthew 5:16 right here, it says, in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. And for me, I haven't always known God. Like, I haven't always had a personal relationship with him. I didn't grow up in the church, but coming to know Christ through community around me and having a personal relationship with him. It's obviously, I'm not perfect. I'm never going to be perfect. And I am a sinner, and that's why I need Jesus. But having this new hope and this new light because of the gospel is so insane. And that's why, because of my heart being transformed, I therefore want to go and share the good news. I want to do like good works, you know, because it's because of the inside, and that's how we can shine our good deeds to give glory to the Father so other people can come to know him. So Matthew 5:16 is my favorite, and that's kind of, I went to a retreat my sophomore year in high school called the Shine Retreat, and that, like, Matthew 5:16 was the main verse about that camp, and I got spontaneously baptized and at that camp, and that was like this turning point of me coming to really know Christ for myself. Obviously, it's always, you know, a walk up, and then we fall, and then we repent, and we come back to God. But yeah, Matthew 5:16 is just really special to me, and God just is so bright, and it's an honor that I get to share his love and light with other people just through
that goes with let your inner light shine. And what is your favorite Bible verse that comes to mind?
Right now Isaiah 43:19 comes to mind. I really love that whole chapter, especially the beginning of the chapter, because it just talks about God saying that he will give nations for your ransom, and just like how much he cares for you and how much he's willing to give and just chase down, lead the 99 to chase down the one. But later on it says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And it's just something that I've held on to just during different seasons of life. Just it's helped give me hope.
So good.
That's amazing. So I know we have 5 more minutes left. And, you know, I would say mine would be Psalms 91.
Yeah.
Because anything that you're going through, I've actually printed it out and put it on my refrigerator. Yeah. And to me, that's the most important for your family members to pray for people. And, you know, you walk past every single day, and it's God's protection over your life, you know. And so that is printed out on there as well. And I know we have like 3 minutes left. It's been a pleasure to meet both of you and you for the first time. And who's the beautiful lady over here watching us taking pictures?
This is Maggie. She is my discipler, and she is on staff with Crew, and so she's just here to support us. And
have you ever been here before? Okay, so all of you that you know, people are driving to the beach, 106.1 FM.
Yeah.
And then we're, you know, 1340 AM. And then we have, you know, 3 FM, 3 AM. We're live on Tan Talk Radio Network. So you actually can see this show all over again when you get home and share it. And we're also live on Facebook as well. And it's just been a pure treasure. I know we played the Madeline and Mommy segment as well. And if you see a crown and sash up there, I got the opportunity to be Mrs. Tropics this year. So I have a hold a title, and I'll be 61 years old next month. I can't believe it.
We should pray for Rudy, too.
And, oh, Rudy is asking for prayer on there as well. Some people from TikTok. Yes. So anybody that's on TikTok that needs prayer, these young ladies would like to pray for you. We have like 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
And here we go. Take it away.
Cool. Jesus, I just pray for Rudy and whoever else is on TikTok or listening to this, that they would come to know you and your great, amazing love for them. While we're still sinners, you save us and you chase us down with the most perfect love. And so I just pray whatever Rudy and whoever else is going through, that they would know that they have purpose because you have created them with a purpose, and that you desire a personal relationship with them to give them a hope and an eternal future because of Jesus. And so I just pray all these things in your name. Amen.
And there you go. You don't know whose lives you're touching, whose lives are driving. Yeah. And they really need to hear that word of God today. And it's most important. And treat others how you want to be treated. That's the golden rule. You know, I remember when I was a flight attendant going and they said, what is the golden rule to you? And I said, it is. How do you want to be treated when other people treat you? Back and forth. So that's really important to live by as well, a golden rule. And next week, we have on the 22nd, we have a talent search coming up. We're looking for singers to come on air with us. It's going to be super exciting. Because we do have a record label that's aboard with us as well. And we have 2 minutes. He's giving me that 2 minute warning. And so anyways, what are your summer plans?
So for the rest of the summer, we'll be here living in a hotel, working. I work at a surf shop here, and so that's my main mission place where God has me, just growing in relationships with my coworkers, loving them, meeting them where they're at, sharing the gospel explicitly, like telling them about the good news of Jesus, inviting people to the community events we have going on, Bible studies, discipleship group with other staff
members. Is there a website they can go to?
You can follow us on Instagram. What is it? The Summer Mission Instagram? Hannah might know. Crew, CRU underscore CBSM, because it stands for Clearwater Beach Summer Mission. So Crew underscore CBSM.
Well, you never know. These lovely ladies may end up living in Clearwater Beach in the future. You never know. Watch what you put on your refrigerator. It can come true if that's what you really, really want. Remember, God will give you the desires of your heart today and every day. Remember, give him all the glory and honor and watch things happen, because he's the one it's all about, not you. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll see you next week and the following week with Talent Searches, drhollywoodconnections.com. We're super excited. We have amazing talent up there. We have free castings for movies. We have an opportunity. And if you're up there, you get to be on my show as well as one of our, if you know an actor, we put you on. That's my opportunity because you're on the site. If you're an author, we put you on my show that I help pay for your airtime as well. And I'm here to help you get connected in show business and open the door of opportunity. And we have more film directors, producers, agents, and casting directors coming up next month. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody. Yay!
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.